Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are two websites. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman, also known as 2250 around certain parts. Proud to be here with you. So glad to be with you. Great show. Again, David Ahmad was supposed to come on yesterday. We got scheduling mix-up. It's actually our fault. Sorry, David. But anyway, we'll have him on today. So that's good. We rescheduled Sandy for, I think, next week. So we're going to have Sandy also. And I'm really excited to have Sandy on, too, with the book and all that. But anyway, before that, in about a half hour, Dale Mitchell. You remember those heaters that we always talk about? He makes the purifiers and the heaters. We have them on probably twice a year, maybe three times a year. And those heaters, he's not making them anymore. He said, that's it. The cost to make them is too much. The way, the technique that he used, that he developed, it's just too much. He has so many, and that's it. So we're going to talk about that, among other things, and see how Dale's doing. Real American craftsmanship. If my grandfather was going to make a heater, this is the heater my grandfather would make. One of the reasons I respect Dale so much is in his workmanship. You can tell a lot about a person by the things they make there. So he'll be on. And then David Ahmad from Open Carry, Texas. Open Carry, Texas. And, of course, the news. Uncle Kevin, welcome back to the Power Hour.
As great always. To be back again. Another great day in America.
So my wife showed me right before the show a Facebook post. She's always showing me little things from Facebook and pretty clever things. And it's got a picture of a little girl dressed as an Indian, you know, one headband, one little feather.
One little feather sticking up the
back.
And
then the next frame, it has this real, what's the word, slick back hair woman with glasses, beady nose, pointing at the girl. Say, hey, that's culturally inappropriate for you to be dressing like an Indian. And then the next frame, it shows back to the little girl. So what do you mean Indian? I'm dressed like Elizabeth Warren. So there you go. For Halloween, for people who dress their children up for Halloween, there's a little story for you.
Was that Ginsburg pointing it at her?
Oh, jeez, don't get me started on her. Speaking of Elizabeth Warren, there's a couple stories about people entering the race. The talk is getting bigger and bigger about Hillary Clinton. We've talked about Hillary Clinton quite a while.
Yeah,
on the outside, she's probably going to get in this. It's looking more and more like every day, like she will. I don't know if she's, well, no, I don't. Let me rephrase that. If she is, I can assure you or assure myself that she's got it calculated, knows the date, knows the reasons and the circumstances around it.
It's going to come late in the thing.
Right. So she doesn't have to go through the process.
Yeah, she doesn't want to go do all the traveling. And
how are they going to get around the fact that, you know, you haven't done the primary, you don't have the primary votes?
How did they get around Robin
Bernie last year?
Well, same way.
They just changed the...
Same way.
Okay, well, that's interesting,
that's
certainly.
Thing.
Does that make you happy, or... I know you got the picture of Trump you genuflect to every night, so does that make you...
I do.
Does that make you...
And I have something to say.
Well, does that make you happy or not?
Yes. She ain't going to win.
Well, no, I don't. But that, do we want to even see that? Anyway, go ahead. What do you have to say?
This is that call with Ken yesterday.
With who?
Ken from Maine.
I don't care about Ken. What about Ken?
I just want to say it to
something
real quick.
Go ahead.
When Trump got up in front of the UN and said the future belongs to the patriots, not the globalists, that was a world-changing event. And that's why I'm 100% behind Trump.
Well, I would agree with you very much on that point. He has done some seismic, you know, when he pointed at Jim Acosta and said, you're fake news.
Fake news.
That may end up being the greatest thing he's ever done his whole presidency. I said that when it happened. I've been saying that for 2 years. That may be the most important thing he's ever done or ever will do because it changed the dynamic and the paradigm. And what he did at the United Nations, it didn't have quite the same, you know, dramatic effect where everybody's watching and what have you.
In front of the world?
But not Americans.
Right.
It's the American mindset that matters on this. The American patriots.
But it was huge. Huge.
No question. Let's get to some more news. Speaking of Trump, thousands of witches to cast massive spell on Trump and his supporters this, the stroke of midnight on the 25th of this month.
I think they're all teaming up.
Yeah, they're going to make a voodoo dolls and snap them.
They're all teaming up.
They're going to conduct a ritual to bind him.
Yeah, ain't going to work.
But people say there's no witches in America. That's ridiculous. Zions Bank, which is a big bank out of Utah, It's set to lay off 5% of workforce by year's end amid revenue declines. Now, normally something like this, it wouldn't even be a big story. But you start putting these together with all these other stories.
Mm-hmm.
What we've been telling you about the repo market, what we've been telling you about the overnight, the liquidity crisis, the crunch at the bank level that's below the surface that we don't see is real. And I've done quite a bit of research and pooled on quite a different people's opinion and formed my own opinions. And we've been all over this and we've put ourselves out there from the very beginning. We've talked about how this is probably going to be quantitative easing to infinity. They will not stop. They cannot stop.
They can't stop. Yeah, that's the deal.
We went on a limb and said that. It is looking more and more like that every day. You're going to see more and more stories like this, I believe, if what I just said is true.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that this came up, that's confirming what we're talking about here.
I concur.
Any other anything else? Because that really is a big story.
It's a huge story.
It's huge.
Huge. And they're keeping it undercover as good as much as they can, you know.
So if you're listening and you think, well, what does that matter to me? There's nothing I can do. Well, right now.
Diversify. That's what it means.
Right. You want diversity being strength? Well, now diversity is strength when it comes to your money. Diversity is not strength when it comes to nationalistic political ideologies on a national level. That's not strength. When you got,
when it comes to your money.
And whatever. Huh? But when it comes to your money, that might be a strength now.
Yeah, diversify. That's all we.
Meaning get out of the system. But we're not financial advisors, so do what you
exactly.
want.
Exactly.
Hong Kong formally scraps extradition bill that sparked protests. The bill is scrapped.
I thought they did that, a month ago.
Official.
Now it's official. They extend
has
out.
Formally withdrawn a controversial extradition bill that sparked months
ago. Well, they want four more. I think they had five things that they wanted to China to do.
Well, right, and they want them all ixnayed. But I wouldn't trust China as far as I can tell them. They may say today they're going to do it, and then tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be right
even
back.
Even if they sign something, I wouldn't trust them.
Well, that's what everybody says about the Chinese, is not to trust them. Pentagon will send more than 50 F-35s to Europe to deter Russia. Okay, we got to get in a fight with Russia.
No, we ain't getting in a fight with Russia.
Dix CEO, Dix, they were in the first... I think they were the first major chain. They decided
stopped selling guns.
I've never purchased anything from Dick since.
Never will.
Well, anyway, the CEO, Ed Stack, he tests third-party presidential run. And this is kind of curious to me. This is at Breitbart. Dick's Sporting Goods CEO, Ed Stack, may parlay his corporate gun control push into a third-party run for presidency. And I look at that. The reason it's puzzling is, doesn't he fit right in with the other Democrats? Why is he doing a third party run?
Especially the Democratic Party is just so weak. I mean, who they have up there?
Right, he could get attention.
He
could at least get attention.
Yeah,
he can get more attention, I think, with them than he can this third party.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know.
Me too.
Whatever. I'm not anybody who wants to violate my rights. I'm against them.
Me too.
I'm against them. I'm not for them. I'm against them.
That's right.
Turkey, Syria offensive. Russia deploys troops to border. I think, cross my fingers, that despite all this action, it's really getting calmer over there.
Yeah, it's supposedly getting calmer, right.
Brazil reforms pensions, quote, to boost economy.
What does that mean? They're reducing the pension to boost the economy?
Well, I'll tell you why.
All right.
The move raises the minimum retirement age by 9 years.
That'll boost it.
And require. And blah, blah,
what
blah.
Was it? But it was at a ridiculous low. It was like 51 or 55.
An increases workers' contributions.
Yeah.
Well, if these governments weren't so corrupt.
Governments steal all your money.
Right.
You don't trust them. Do not trust them.
Everybody knows that. A Social Security system is, I can see how this is a positive if you wanted to do that, but you're trusting the government then to execute it, and
you lose.
There's just no reason to ever think that that would work on a long-term basis.
You use a private equity company to do the same thing.
Google claims its quantum computer can do the impossible in 200 seconds.
I believe it.
Joe Biden called out for slamming Trump's lynching tweet when he said the same thing in 1998.
Yeah.
Have you seen this? Trump said this impeachment is lynching.
And then everybody turned it around and
says, that he's racist.
Racist.
And then Joe Biden went out, this is racist, Donald Trump. Oh, but you said the same thing in 1998. Oh. Oh, you mean you actually pay attention to what I say in the past?
Yeah. Not really.
All right, Lori Loughlin, do you know who she is? The actress?
No.
She was in When Calls the Heart.
Is that the one who's going to jail?
Well, she supposedly bribed schools. Well, she's in...
Whoa.
She's in the news again. I tell you, I got no sleep in that Hilton Hotel.
The big house.
That Hilton Hotel I was in this weekend, and it just kind of messed me up. Anyway, actress Lori Loughlin is facing a new bribery charge after federal prosecutors yesterday said they brought additional charges against 18 wealthy parents, university athletic officials, and others accused of participating in the largest U.S. college admission scam ever uncovered. Okay, my question is, you can tell me it's unethical, but how are you going to tell me that it's a crime for a parent? Even say I went to college to an admission officer, say, look, I want to pay you to get my child into your school.
Right.
Look, let's just be open about it. Look, I will pay you.
Yeah.
Well, I won't tell anybody. I will pay you $50,000 to get my child in the school. Will you do that? How is that a crime?
I can't see that it is. I could see maybe for the guy you're trying to bribe, they might have some school things that you have to follow the rules. That would be a crime, but not the person offering the money.
Well, especially if it's a private school.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess if it's a public school, there may be. It's not like they're going to some Department of Justice and saying, "Here's $10,000, let my daughter off of whatever."
Right. Exactly.
I don't see how that fits.
Unless they got some obscure code or statutes or something, which they probably do.
they
just made one up. Yeah. Real quick.
Well, this is like the NCAA when they talk about players and they want to, so a player wants to come play at some Kansas or whatever school. And the boosters say, if you come here.
That's right.
Look here.
You'll get a car.
You'll get a car.
That's
and
right.
And your mama will get
50, a house.
Get $50,000 in a sack.
That's right. Don't tell nobody.
Don't tell nobody. Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
why wouldn't you say sure?
I would.
Why wouldn't you?
My mom would like it.
Well, right. I need a house. I need a car.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I? Because of your stupid...
I'm all for paying these people.
Because of your stupid rules?
Yeah.
Because of your rules?
You only make you $5 billion in the NCAA...
Well, it's not even about that. It's about people's opportunity.
Right.
You want to pay me to come play? What do I care?
Yeah.
I don't care nothing about your stupid rules. I'm saying people... See, this sounds like just the conversation about this policeman, about rules. What do I care about your rules?
That's right.
What do I care? If I'm going to college, why do I care about the NCAA rules? I don't get how this is a crime.
Me neither.
Now, you can tell me it's unethical. You can tell me it's wrong. You can tell me it's unfair.
Right.
I'll agree with all those. And
I
even
agree
about the NCAA. You can tell me about the...
Unless you show me the statute or the...
The statute, the law. I mean, there's a law that... I don't know. I mean, maybe there is. I haven't looked into this enough, but I just find this so curious. They're making such a big deal with the level of corruption we're dealing with, and you want to single out these parents for trying to get their children to go for it. Okay, what about all the other parents who say, excuse me, Chancellor, I noticed your building here could sure use an addition on this new building here that you have. If there was an addition,
that's right.
Do you think it sure would be neat if my children were able to roam those halls of that new addition?
Mm-hmm.
And that chancellor would say, you know what? They may have a C average, but these are the right kind of people for
that's
this.
That's right. Yeah.
This is the right kind of people. And that's not a crime. Or they're not making a big deal about that because that happens all the time too.
That happens all the time.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't understand what's the difference.
She went to the wrong courier. You got to go straight to the boss.
I get it now. Lori Loughlin was very short-sighted.
Exactly.
I like her. I like that show, When Calls the Heart. It's kind of like Little House on the Prairie meets the Waltons or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Right.
I loved it. I loved that show. And then I don't think they're making any more of them. Maybe because Lori Loughlin came.
Yeah. She's gonna be a jerk. She can't come to.
We talked way too much about this.
She can't come to shoot the show with an ankle bracelet.
Yeah, it doesn't go well for 1890 Canada or whatever it is. What is this electronic beeping box on your skin?
It's beeping.
Biogen CEO, Biogen's the corporation, reasonably confident once doomed Alzheimer's drug will be granted FDA approval. So once it was once doomed.
Didn't work.
See,
let's put it in. It didn't work.
Right. This is what bothers me so much about the last story. Lori Loughlin trying to get your children in school and has the means to do it. I mean, don't tell me what school is about. Don't tell me school is fair. School is not fair. No. It is about money. Well, it can't be about money. Listen, it is about money. When it's 50 grand a semester to go to some of these schools, it's about money, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. So now this story where the Alzheimer's drug was doomed. It didn't work. No way it was going to get approved. They went back and started to go back to the scientists and do the studies and say, look at new results. And you don't think there was payments or you don't think there was considerations given?
There was probably a couple warehouses full of it, and they had to get rid of it. So they okayed it.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, that's why this last story, Lori Loughlin, what in the world do I care?
She got the wrong lawyer, too.
I don't know. Obviously, they want to make an example out of these people. I don't know.
I don't see the crime.
Australian newspapers censor their front pages in protest against government secrecy laws. This is great. In an unprecedented show of unity, Australian media outlets ran similar stories and redacted front page featuring the Right to Know campaign in response to government actions that undermine its work of journalists. This is great. They count that in the past year, some media offices were raided for publishing classified information, and the coalition's research, Australian governments have passed around 75 laws related to secrecy specifically for journalists over the past just a little while there.
We should take their lead.
Well, the media here, they work with the deep state.
Right.
But, you know, it's okay because the deep state is made out of patriotic politicians.
Yeah, they're all.
Remember what New York Times said? They're patriotic. And they're trying to save the Republic from Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know that, did you? The deep state is patriotic. Yeah. They love you. They love our Republic, and they're trying to save it from Donald Trump.
Yeah.
That's what the New York Times said.
Well, I know that now.
Yeah, now you know. How silly of you.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
See you later.
Yeah, what else do you need to know? What are you here for?
Yeah, exactly.
This is done. We're talking about the story yesterday about New York Times. That's what they said exactly, almost verbatim, ladies and gentlemen, that the deep state is made out of patriotic, I can't remember the word they used, but patriotic people trying to rescue the Republic from Donald Trump. Literally, that's what they said. After decades of there is no deep state, you're a lunatic.
And about 9% of the people believe that.
Well, in New York, that number's way higher.
Oh, yeah, in New York.
Did I ever tell you? We're about to the end. I got a couple other good news stories. Did I tell you about the time? Did I tell you the story we were in New York and walking along the river?
And I got my watch?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so excited about that. I might go back and get the matching chain necklace.
You might get,
you know, with the Trump 6-inch letters.
Yeah. Okay. So we're on the river there, and I'm looking across, and on the other side is the big UN building, and I just get a sinking feel. Anyway, I walk across, and people are walking and sitting there talking to people, and this old, he wasn't Jewish, but he's German. This old German guy, originally from Germany. I don't mean his aunt. I mean from Germany, moved to New York like in the 70s or something. And somehow we got to talk about the United Nations and gun control. And just trying to be friendly, just kind of see what the temperature of people in New York is about this. And so he starts telling me about how, we need gun control. What do I need a gun here for in the city? What do people need guns for? This is ridiculous. There's so much violence and all this. I said, and I got to know him. I said, well, you're from Germany, right? Oh yeah. You were born, I think in the 40s. You think he was born in the 40s.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty old. Maybe it was the 30s. Like, he was pretty old.
Wow.
He was getting around pretty spry, but he was up there. I don't remember that exactly. But anyway, so let's go on to the conversation.
He was part of Kristallnacht.
He's a little young for that, but he's up there. So anyway, so we're talking, and he goes on, yeah, I'm from Germany, yeah. And so, well, you know, I'm trying not to offend you. I'm not offending you. I'm really asking here. In Germany, was there ever talk about everything that happened with Nazi Germany because they took the guns first? I mean, is that like in Germany? Is that discussed? Do people? You would have thought. You would have thought I banged this guy over the head with a bat, and he's because his eyes started blinking and he almost started twitching, and it was like he went in this alternate reality about guns. He couldn't process what I was saying because literally you could see before him his paradigm was like cracking,
mm-hmm.
and it was like this weird. It was really fascinating and odd. That here somebody is advocating that, you know, societies are freer and happier and healthier with no guns. He came from Germany. He lived there until the late 70s, I believe. And I just asked him, well, is there ever this kind of thought in Germany, you know, were people thinking, well, what if there were guns? Maybe Hitler wouldn't have happened. Maybe we would be able to defend ourselves. Does that ever come up in Germany? You would have thought I'd have knocked the guy over the head or something. He just started almost twitching.
And, what'd he say?
No, that's a different situation. You know, I mean, really starts, and I just.
MK Ultra must have got him.
I don't know. I don't know what got him, but it's like a mass delusion about guns.
Has to be.
And there's a guy from Germany. Anyway, Roundup. Roundup's being found. Where's the story? I have to read the. Oh. Thailand to ban glyphosate and other high-profile pesticides. That is great. Retailers move to reassure consumers over chicken safety after drug seizure. Guess where the drug came from? Guess what country?
Just China.
Bingo. China in Ireland. So the chickens in Ireland were using Chinese drugs. Aroma of plum and cherry with a hint of Roundup. The wine industry now. They're finding
it's in
out
everything. It's in
that,
everything.
That the glyphosate is organic wine, too.
Yeah.
Because they're spraying in other fields or the fields mm-hmm. were there. They're saying that glyphosate can stay in the fields for 20 years.
Yeah. It's terrible stuff.
Actually, it won't if the soil is alive. Because if the soil has
that's
a
right.
biome, remember Wayne Blakely?
Yeah, it's got those
peace.
Bugs in it.
Right. Well, if it has the biome in it, it'll mm-hmm. it'll break it down naturally. Mm-hmm. Then, so the soil's dead. That's really the problem. Well, there you go, Uncle Kevin. There's the news for today.
It was excellent.
Did you learn anything?
I did.
What'd you learn?
Not much.
If you're going to pay somebody to get in school, go straight to
go
the
straight
top.
Go straight to the top.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Dale Mitchell, thepowerhour.com. Great to be with you.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores, I love to eat. Yum!
The next hour, I'll tell you a little bit about the specials, but thepowermall.com, that's thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Those are all the great products. This is how we get your support. This is why we're here. It's a win-win-win for everybody. Thank you for your support, and you're welcome for what we do and what we offer to you. So there you go. Your donations, prayers, and purchases are the Power Hour. Big part, big part of Power Hour. And of course, Dale Mitchell's products. About two or three times a year, we have a Dale on. And in his bio, I love this. In the Ozark Mountains of Northwest Arkansas, there is a made-in-American manufacturer that does it the old-fashioned way. And, you know, I mentioned my grandfather earlier today. I could just see my grandfather making things the way he made them, and simple, but worked, sturdy, easy to fix, last a long time. That was my grandfather's generation, and that was my grandfather. My grandfather actually had a couple patents that he invented, and of course stolen by his employer. That's another story, but whatever. So Dale reminds me of my grandfather in that sense. And I've never met Dale, but I've met his products. Of course, we're going to talk about the furnace today. Dale Mitchell, is a pleasure to have you back on the Power Hour.
Well, thank you, Daniel. It's good to be here. It's good to talk to you. And I want to thank everybody out there that's bought my products in the past. I do appreciate it.
Well, we thank you for making them. If you want a heater for your house, you know, space heater or your garage even, or any kind of space, or you want one, I used to make fun of old ladies with their feet by the little heater. Now I can see the value in that. I'm not making fun of people anymore that do that. I like that too. So, was it like 2 or 3 years ago? I got one of your furnaces. And we put it in our house, and everybody from, well, the baby, we got to keep the baby away from, but everybody from the smallest to the biggest just absolutely loves it for many reasons. Tell us a little bit, before we get into it, about you, Dale, how you started to make the air purifier too, but we're specifically talking about the furnace. How you got into this, and then specifically the furnace, tell us about that.
Well, the ductless furnace, I got introduced to it, or kind of a necessary thing. We moved into an old farmhouse, and it had the old floor grate in it. And after both boys had burned their feet on that, I started looking for a different way to heat the house. And so with the help of John Jones up in Missouri, I developed my my ductless furnace. So it comes in a nice oak cabinet, solid oak cabinet, so it's a permanent piece of furniture that you can, you know, set things on. You don't have to worry about that. The metal box inside has 3 500-watt halogen lamps, and that's where the heat source comes from. And it heats about 500 square feet or a little bit more. And as you know, you become attached to them because you like the warmth coming out of there. It stays on the floor, and it's a real nice warmth that comes out of there.
Now, tell me a little. I know, you know, somebody's looking for a heater. They can go to Walmart right now and get some heater that does about the same, supposedly does about the same square footage, and it probably costs $100 to $200. Why is yours different from that?
Well, it's quite a bit different because all those heaters, about all of them on the market, they use about 1,500 watts of power, and mine uses 1,500 watts of power because of the 3 500-watt halogen lamps. However, I can heat about 500 square feet, up to 800 square feet if it's fairly well insulated, whereas those little heaters that you buy, they heat maybe 50 square feet. So you're getting a lot more bang for your buck, and it's just a lot more efficient. And since it's a permanent piece of furniture, you don't have to go looking for it in the garage next year. And they do last a long time. Been building since the turn of the century. That's my new moniker. We started in 2000, so that's the turn of this century.
Wow.
And they've been around that long and serviceable. And I designed both the heater and the air purifier to work good and last a long time. That's kind of my motto.
Well, it's funny you say turn of the century. You know, if people actually born in the 20th century, they, you know, when you hear turn of the century, you think of 1900s. But now, I mean, heck, we're 20 years into the century. Where did the time go?
I don't know. I ask myself that every day. So
that's
time
crazy.
Is a valuable commodity.
Well, so is heat.
So
is efficient heat.
It's going to be even more important.
Let me tell you what I like about this, and maybe my wife might be listening. Maybe she can come in and tell what she likes about the heater. Everything you just said, and we've done other heaters. In our home, when we moved into our house, the duct system was working so terrible that it was such a problem. We got rid of it, and we needed some kind of heat, so we used those Amish-type heaters, or we actually first got one of those Walmart-type heaters. Okay, we used the Walmart-type heaters, and one, our bill went nuts. I'm like, what is this, a money-eating machine? What is this? I mean, it's crazy. So right there, no matter what this machine costs or doesn't cost, you're paying, I don't know, $20 or $30 a month extra every month, maybe even more, depending on where you're at, just to use those type of heaters. I mean, that's a fact. We saw that. That's a fact. Two, they weren't as nearly as efficient as heat. It's a different kind of heat. Maybe you can describe it better. I don't know. It's like a warm sense of, like, comfortable. It's just a nice heat. I don't know. I mean, have you heard that? People say that? It's different.
Yes, it is. Well, it doesn't take the humidity out of the air, and so that makes a lot of difference. If you leave the humidity in the air, it transfers the heat a little bit better and makes it more comfortable. And the idea with the heater, the way I designed it, was you can heat the area you are in, which, like I said, is 500 to 800 square feet. You don't have to turn on warm up your whole house just to warm one little spot. And I have a lot of people call me and tell me that, you know, they have them in their office or in front of their computer. And so when they go in the morning and it's chilly, even in the spring and the fall, they can turn the heater on and aim it right at them and get warmed up and toasty and then just kind of turn it away and warm the rest of the area up. So it's a real efficient way to heat the area that you are occupying.
For the last 2+ years, this is the heater we've used in our major, you know, the major area that we're out during the day in our home, period.
Right.
This is what we've used. Nothing else. This right here. And on the back, this is a well-engineered piece of machinery. Another thing comparing to other heaters out there. I mean, you can't understand that till you see them side by side. You're like, this is no compare. This is like a rocket ship compared to a freaking paper airplane. On the back of it, it's got a, describe that little programmable thing, and you can set a specific temperature, and it, boy, that thing really works. Explain kind of all the mechanisms there.
Yeah, I have a tendency to over-engineer things, but we came out with a digital programmable thermostat shortly after we started making them, and that thermostat allows, it's sensitive to within 1 degree, and you can either manually turn the unit on and off, or you can program it so that if you're on a set schedule, And, you know, you want to get up in the morning, you can have it come on a little bit before you get up so it warms up the area you're going into. And then shuts off at night and goes into an economy mode. So the digital programmable thermostat, we came out with it first. Others have imitated, but really not quite got that thermostat on their units. So it's people can use it and make everything more efficient that way.
It's obviously a different type system. How did you come up with this originally, the heating mechanism? Is it patented? I don't even know, but nobody else is using it.
Well, no, I don't have a patent on it, but I just looked around, and they use infrared lights. You know, that's the most popular one is infrared lamps. Well, and they say that's a new technology. Well, any of the old farm boys listen, or women that have been out in the milk house 50 years ago, infrared lamps were used way back then, so it's not that new. But the infrared lamps only heat up objects. They don't heat up the air. So that's why they have to have radiators and copper tubes and all that kind of stuff. And you use energy trying to warm up something before you get it out in the living room. And what I found with halogen lamps, I realized how hot they get. And so as soon as you turn the heater on, it gets the heat going as soon as the lamps come on. And so, halogen lamps are pretty reasonable to replace, too, when that time comes.
Well, the other thing I've noticed, and this is from my own experience and other people have called into the show before, you know, you buy one of those heaters, those quote-unquote infrared heaters, if they break, that's done. You might as well throw the thing. Even these Amish heaters I got, and that's the way they work, I bought them after I bought the other kind. Once they wear out or whatever, or they break, or there's a problem, I mean, forget it. Just throw it in the trash and buy another one. That's it. And the length that they last is not, I mean, this thing works like a top. And like he said, you know, and I have the air purifier also. And I had a problem with one of the bulbs. And all I did was take it apart. I mean, even I could do it. I'm not completely useless when it comes to stuff like this. I inherited something from my grandfather and from my father. I could put the bulb back in. And then there go. Now it's running again. Now it's good for another two. It was no problem whatsoever. And if people are sitting there, well, I don't know if I could do that. You work on these, and they can, you can, or somebody can send their unit to you, and you could fix it for them, and it's not that big a deal, and it's not that much money, correct?
Well, that's one of the selling points I have for both products. I designed them so they'd be user-friendly, and so, you know, when you get them at home, and you're, you know, out in the middle of the mountain somewhere, you can fix it. And at, you know, worst-case scenario, you can call me, and I can walk you through it. Which is kind of unheard of in the industry, anywhere else.
Yes.
You know, I kind of challenge you to call up to get service and talk to the guy that actually invented it and put it together with his own two hands before he sent it out to you.
I can't even get them to speak English, much less get them to get me to understand how to put it together. So, yeah, you're light years ahead of that.
Well, I may speak a little bit of hillbilly, but that, at least you can understand it.
Well, I can. Maybe I'm a little, maybe there's a little hillbilly in me. I don't have any problem, but maybe other, I don't know. Whatever. I'm just joking.
Yeah, they are designed to service in the field, as it were. I designed them. I was hoping to get 20 years, and I'm almost into the 20th year. And I just serviced one last week that I noticed I built in 2003. They sent it in to me, and I sent it back to them with a few dollars spent, and they got a brand new unit again. So the value is there for the money. That's the best.
Well,
way to
if
put
you
it.
Well, if you want something that's built well, that's not a piece of junk, that's going to last and perform for you, then this is for you. Now, if you want to save a little money and cut corners and pay a little more every month and have 2 or 3 years have to throw it away, well, then this isn't for you. I mean, I'm not being mean. I'm just being straightforward. I mean, that's pretty accurate, isn't it, Dale?
Yes, that's exactly it. You know, if you have one of these for 20 years and divide that by the purchase price, it's really pretty cheap compared to spending whatever you spend on the cheap ones and have to replace them every couple of years. I've had people call and say, these didn't even last 6 months, and I had to get something else.
Oh, I've had heaters like that. I've done heaters, yeah. You know, little space heaters like that, no question. What's our price on these? These things are not cheap because it's not a cheap product. What's our price?
Well, the retail on that is $699.
$6.99. So you say, see, I noticed when we start talking about price, and maybe that's part of the problem you even making these is because your ability, you're almost ashamed and ashamed of the price. I don't want you to be ashamed of the price. I wish you, everybody who's listening wishes that you could make this more inexpensively. They wish it was $3.99. They wish it was $99, but it's not. This is what it costs to make this. And I don't want you to be sheepish. You've created something that's worthy of our attention, that's high craftsmanship, and that endures and that lasts. I mean, you want to be using this thing 10, 15, 20 years from now? Go buy something from Walmart, some heater, and see. If the power goes out and you just need a limited space and you have a limited source of power, you can get a little bit of heat. You need something efficient. Like, really, it's hard to understand how good this is until you use it. Go ahead and just address that in any way you would like.
Well, you're exactly right. And it's like I have a cabinet maker that's making these out of solid oak, so I have to buy the cabinets. And then the metal, I designed the metal, but I have a machine shop that punches out the metal and bends it for me. And then I put everything together. And all those, you know, all the little expenses, including, you know, the box, the cardboard box, the styrofoam, everything has just gone up tremendously in the last few years. So the price.
Oh, but there's no inflation. Oh, Dale, but there's no inflation. Don't worry, the government.
Well, there isn't any inflation on my retail price.
I know. But, that's what I'm saying.
But I've absorbed a bit on the cost factor. And that's okay. I'd rather build a good product than to start being chintzy on the parts and pieces.
Well, because of what you just said, and for many reasons, you're not making any more this year. You have so many left. You have less than 10 left. There's less than 10 left. You've committed them all to the Power Hour. So people are listening. You know, we have so much time to sell these, and that's it. We have that many. That's all there is. You're not getting any more for at least the rest of the year, maybe ever, because of the cost and whatever. We don't know. But certainly these are the last ones. I mean, explain that, Dale. Is that true?
Well, that is very true. I just sold a bunch in the last couple of weeks. And when I talked to Catherine to be on the show, I said, well, I'm going to be down to my last 10, and I'll earmark them for you guys. So that's
awesome.
We are down to the last 10, and they're earmarked for you. So these are gone right now.
Okay, I've got my wife. She came in the studio here because she wanted to say something. One, I think she wanted to say hi to you, but she wanted to talk about heater a lot. Hi, Tristan, welcome.
Hey, 10 left. I may need to get some of those. More.
Well, good. I'm glad you like them, Tristan.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, I love it. It's efficient. We all sit by it because you can feel the massive amount of heat from it. So me and my kids will sit by it. It's like our little fireplace, and it's just right there in the room. It emits tons of heat, and our power bill is actually lower since we started using that.
That's why I told them.
See, were you listening? So I was like, this is amazing.
Were you listening earlier?
It's efficient as ever.
Were you listening to earlier when we talked about this?
Yeah,
you were? That's what I talked about. Our bill actually went down. We're using originally those quote unquote Amish little heaters that kind of look similar to this. One, they don't produce as much heat. No. Two, they're not as efficient. The bill proves it.
And the Amish heaters, after 1 year, remember we had to return it?
Oh, I know. You forget it. They're done.
No, I'm not buying. Don't buy those cheap crap. It's.
No, those weren't cheap. Those were like $300, those Amish.
Well, don't buy them, because after a year, we had to take it back.
It wasn't cheap. I mean, if it was $50, I guess I can't complain too much, but they weren't $50. Anyway,
yeah, go ahead, Dale. Well, that's the problem with the less expensive units is, you know, if they break down on you right when it's really cold, you're going to be a little bit upset. And
Yeah.
So. You know, they're kind of like Christmas lights. You have to buy them every year.
You know what?
They do not last.
That's right. This product is the old type Christmas lights. These new heaters are the new type Christmas lights. Didn't you, when you were younger and whatever, your family, you had Christmas lights. You used the same Christmas lights every year, year after year. You may have to change the bulbs or whatever, but the lights work for years, right?
Right. They weren't throwaway products back then, and that's kind of what I've tried to replicate.
Right, I'm lucky. I'm crossing my fingers that when I take them out of the box, if I plug them in, if they're even going to work. Now, that's the way they are. That's the way these heaters are. These are like the throwaway Christmas lights. This is the old style Christmas, the Christmas lights of 1970. This is 1970s Christmas lights today, to give you an idea at home. Yeah.
Well, that's a good way to describe it. Yes.
Maybe you need to start doing Christmas lights. I'll buy. I will buy from you.
Yeah, if you're not going to make any more heaters, you can start making Christmas lights.
Well, I'm concentrating on the air purifiers, and that's kind of where my time is going.
Oh, I love that air purifier, too.
That air purifier is another story. We have one going in our room all the time where we sleep, and then we have another one in the front room. All the time, pretty much all the time. All we've had to change is the light bulb. We did have to change the ballast on one, and you sent it to us, and it was no problem. No problem.
Right. The air purifier, we got most people on a 2-year cycle to get a new lamp every 2 years to keep up the efficiency of the air purifier. And have you got time to talk about that now?
Well, we can talk about whatever you want, Dale.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say about the air purifiers, you know, they do kill the bacteria and virus in the air and stop mold and mildew. They take out the odors. They replenish the negative ions in your inside airspace, so it makes it feel like outside air. And there's a lot of good, as you know, going on with the air purifiers. I don't make any medical claims, but it's a coincidence that when you get one of the air purifiers, most of the breathing, allergy, asthma problems just go away. And I've been blessed with that because people call me all the time and say, oh, you saved my life because I don't have these breathing and allergy problems. And I tell them I do make a living at this, but my biggest reward is when somebody calls me and it's helped their health issue.
Now, air purifier doesn't put out, is it allotropic oxygen? I think I remember you telling me that one time.
Yeah, good job, Daniel.
Yes, there we go.
Technically,
it's
yeah, it's allotropic oxygen. It's O3 to O10. Basically, we bring the air in. Your room air comes into the machine, circulates around a special UVC lamp that I have developed. It's called a cool photon process, and those oxygen
molecules.
It's not
plasma. It's not hot.
No. If you use a heat-generated ozone, you have side effects of nitrogen.
That's right.
Oxides, and that's the bad news. It's not the ozone that is producing. It's the nitrogen molecules that excites. And I don't know if I'm lucky or not, but most people don't realize that's the problem when you do that. And as you know, you can breathe it running 24/7 without any side effects.
Yes,
but anyway,
love it.
Yeah, the air coming out of the air purifier, best way to describe it and understand it for me is they're energized, excited oxygen molecules, and they seek out all the contaminants in the room, and they just oxidize the molecules, the bacteria and the virus, and they stop the mold and mildew spores from floating around and producing somewhere else. So, and that's another 20-year-old product that I've been building for 20 years, and they're, you know, totally serviceable.
Well, how dare you make something American-made that lasts a long time and that's easy to fix? How dare you, Dale? Don't you know this is a throwaway world? China is not happy with you. Chairman Mao is not happy with you right now, Dale.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to come to the Ozarks to take care of that.
I think he'll find more than a ductless furnace on the other end if he does, too.
Yeah, that's true. We stand up for ourselves around here.
Yeah, why not? We're Americans. Why not? We got a caller real quick. Dave in New York, you got a quick comment, quick question?
Hello there.
Hello.
Yes, I do. I want to make a comment. I have both the products. They're both top shelf. But the main thing is, in my mind, is I don't need a smart meter or a computer around in the house to keep my house up in one zone or another because I can do it myself. I'll be my own smart meter.
That's a great point. That is a great point. Wow, I never even thought about it that way, but that's really
Well, thank you for the comment, and thank you for being a customer. Okay, I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dave. That's a great point. You know, all these smart nests and running by Google and keep your house by zone and you can program it. We do that with Dale's turn of the century, old fashioned 1970 Christmas light model here. That's fantastic.
Well, for those people that want to get a little technical, that digital programmable thermostat can be used that way. If you have a regular work schedule that you have, you can set that digital programmable thermostat to come on and off, you know, to coincide with when you're at the house and when you're not at the house. And that saves a tremendous amount of money right there.
Well, Dale, look, let's be honest. Don't mislead people. It's not hooked up to the smart meter. I'm sorry. If you want it hooked up to the smart meter, it's not going to be good for you. I know how much we love that smart meter. Or the Internet of Things, all attached to the Internet of Things, so Google can make a decision of how much heat you're using in your house. This is a top-shelf product, ladies and gentlemen. We've had years and years on the Power Hour talking about this. Just had a listener, as Dave said, top shelf. I like that. Dave, thank you for that. We've got about a minute. Tristan, anything you'd like to say about the heater?
Buy them before they're out.
We're going to get another one.
I like them.
I love them. Love them, especially if you may not make any more, for sure. And they make a fantastic gift for your parents or something like that, or somebody may need one. Very efficient, lasts, something that gives back and saves money every month. Think about all those things. It's not expensive, Dale. Don't be sheepish about the price. It's a value. Gee, in America, we used to have value. Everything was this is a good value. Well, this product right here is a good, old-fashioned value. And that's why I love it. Last comment is yours, my friend.
Oh, well, I just want to thank everybody out there that's been a customer in the past, and thank you guys for supporting me. And I'm still here and still servicing the furnaces that I've sold and getting on to the air purifiers.
Very good.
Just need to make people aware that there's still a couple of products made in America that are stood behind.
That's right. ThePowerMall.com, you can get the heaters. Or the air purifiers, 877-817-9829. All that he has left is committed to us. So we got a little bit of time to sell them all. That's it. This is your opportunity. So thank you so much, Dale. God bless you.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it.
David Ahmad on the other side, Open Carry.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.